Devin, you know what's weird?
What?
In my head, because I like never get to see you anymore, in my head, you are still the guy with a not explosively large hairdo, and you've got like scruff still. And I think I like that better than the real you.
Well, what the fuck? First of all, you don't even know what I look like. That's just, you like past me more than anything that could be today. That's like the worst friend you can have.
Okay, well, so I like that better than the you that I think you still are today. So maybe if you've changed your look, then I would change my mind.
The afro picture I sent you was for effect. These days, I've been using new shampoo that Lauren got me to accentuate my curls. And I look more like a Greek-Italian guy with a mustache more than anything these days. My nose is like in a whole other context.
Oh, okay, okay.
Wow. So still with the mustache, I which is good.
Yeah, I've kept the mustache. I know it's a subject of some debate, but...
I thought it was going to be Josh's main beef between past you and current.
Oh, is that right, Josh? Are you anti-mustache?
I am anti-mustache a little bit.
Oh, wow.
I think it looks ridiculous.
You would use the word ridiculous. Wow, Jesus.
Yeah.
Have you ridiculed it to others?
I don't know if I would use others plural, but I have ridiculed it to at least one other.
All right, well, what'd you say?
I think I just said it looks ridiculous.
That's it? That's not much of a description. Like, come after it, you know? This mustache has stood the test of a lot of insults. Give me what you got.
I want to preface this by saying that I really like Lauren.
Okay.
But
okay,
she does not like this mustache, for the record. She's on your
side. Okay, then I'm Team Lauren still, because I was wondering what the hell she saw in it. Like, jeez. I thought that there was something going on that I was missing that made Lauren still like it. But if she doesn't like it, then yeah, Lauren and I are still cool.
Yeah, so you're just saying you can't even conceptualize how I'd be attractive to anybody in this state.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Let alone the person who might even like me for more than my looks.
And yet, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, and that was confusing because how could you offer that much more to make up for the looks? You know, it was a whole thing.
Well, yeah, I mean.
How could you possibly do that?
You know, that's a nice little secondary insult that you threw in there. First of all, I'd just like to address that question. You would be shocked at what I bring to the table. You and I have never been in a romantic relationship and probably never will be, but... rest assured, if we were, you would be happy in life. Or at least I would try to make you happy in life. That's something
I appreciate that.
Strive towards. But also, Mike, Josh just said I have the worst mustache ever, right?
Yeah. Let me, for the record, I come down firmly in Team Tappan.
Oh,
I am the vice captain.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I am all about your mustache. I think it's remarkable.
It's not bad, right? It's not.
It is remarkable. I would like to remark on it.
It is a remarkable mustache, if nothing else.
I feel like this has become a political issue. You guys are on total opposite ends of the spectrum here. Josh is definitely Republican mustache. Let's just say that.
Yeah, I'm the permissive fly-by-night mustache guy.
Yeah. You are, yeah, you're pro mustache, except that other pro. I don't know why, how can both people be pro? Anyway, we should probably start the show.
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Josh Harrison, Tapanjani, and me, Mike Bogart.
Hey, Mike, what's your favorite thing that's the color green?
Oh, my. Whoa, grass?
You will never be unhappy unless you live in a desert. Dude, don't ever live in deserts. Speaking of Lauren, she said something hilarious today. You guys want to hear it?
Yes,
I do.
We were driving from Chicago to Schaumburg to hang out with my parents and eat lunch. And for some reason, we were in the left lane and going pretty fast, but people just kept like moving one lane away. We weren't doing that thing where, you know how some left lane people go right up to the car in front of them, no matter the context. And they're like, if you don't fucking move, it's like, I don't know, I'll be here another few seconds. Like that kind of thing.
It's like every cop when you're in the left lane.
Cops are real like that too.
It's power move. Yeah.
But in this case, we were just like cruising along regular speed, but everyone was going. And she goes, what the hell is this, a haunted lane of traffic? And I'm like, I never ever thought of that. Like, what a concept, like a lane of traffic being haunted.
Yeah, especially in the context of like Mario Kart ghosts.
Oh my god, dude, I didn't even think of that. Wow, I guess ghosts have been on the road for quite a while at this point. That's pretty wild. But I had another road related thing that I was going to turn into one of those instead ofs that we do.
Yeah, once in a while.
Oh, cool.
So thinking about the road, I don't know if you guys think about the road a lot, but I feel like it's a real cool thing to think about.
Okay, Jack Kerouac.
Thinking about the road. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Jack Kerouac didn't say the next thing I'm about to say. Hey, guys, do you think the road feels like it's getting a massage when cars drive on it or people walk on it?
I don't know. He really liked drugs.
He could have come up with it. It's true, I suppose.
I haven't read that one.
But yeah, I wanted to know what you guys thought about that. Just the concept of like us giving these everyday massages to the road.
I think that's a lovely way to think about it. I mean, you could think about it in terms of how much you're polluting the earth, or like how much noise pollution even, or just...
I suppose you end up there eventually.
All the energy it took to make your car, but you could just get, hey, I'm just giving the ground a massage.
I was just thinking about like the whole Mother Earth concept. Like the back's got to be somewhere, right? For some reason, I'm guessing the roads are the back.
Exactly.
Yeah, but this is not like, I don't know. The road isn't Earth. The road is like the Earth's clothes, I guess. It's like, I don't know. If you had like a jacket on and someone was giving you a massage, that's not a great massage.
Oh, no.
You should go off-roading.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying now. Damn, that's a really good point, too.
You're a genius.
So when I'm walking barefoot, like, with the world, that's a true world back massage. Like when the giraffes roam.
Mm-hmm. That's why you feel so connected when you're barefoot in nature.
Guys, maybe this Jack Kerouac was onto something, you know? I'm starting to think maybe he was onto something.
Off the road.
I'm going to write that one. Sorry, Mike. I'm taking that title. That's my fault.
That's all you, man.
Yeah, actually, you want to ghost ride it for me? You want to ghost ride the book?
I'll ghost ride the book with you.
on the highway that isn't on the road. Jesus Christ. All right, here's my instead of for you guys.
Leave that to me.
Yeah. you handle the words. I'll handle all the drugs.
Okay.
If that's how that book went. I should also read that book. Okay, so here's my instead of. Instead of a road receiving a massage just through your everyday activity, describe another part of your life that an otherwise inanimate object is now experiencing.
A massage specifically or anything?
I mean, it could be anything. Imagine, I'm 99% sure this is how every Pixar movie is made, so maybe we'll happen upon a Pixar movie here. But, you know, you don't necessarily need to anthropomorphize your toothbrush, but just, like, think about it as an equal partner, I guess. I don't know how else to explain it.
Okay. I like this.
When I drink things, is it like sending my water or orange juice or beer or whatever through a system of indoor plumbing of my body?
Or?
No.
No, Mike, I want to say yes. Dude, I thought he was going to turn the orange juice and turn his body into like some kind of crazy contained water park. We were talking about water parks last week, right?
Yeah, that's true.
They are going through tubes. It's all different.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all different shit, so as to speak, but like, it's an experience start to finish.
It's kind of like a water park in hell that's made of body parts blood.
It's a water park that changes you.
That's true. It's like, I don't know. So if I'm not drinking liquid, I mean, I wouldn't be drinking it anyway. But if I am eating like a gummy bear, I am sending that gummy bear on a pretty hellish ride start to finish.
That's okay, because you've already like, you know, bit through all of his like brain, I'm guessing by that point.
Oh, I know. That's what I mean. Like this is like all seven layers of hell in one journey.
The human body?
Yeah, the human body is...
It's all... Okay, now you're Dante. You write the Dante follow-up. I'll write the Kerouac follow-up. Mike, now not only do I need an inanimate object, I also need a novel you're ripping off, but like wrong. You have to rip it off wrong.
Okay. Well, mine was going to be a very recent experience I've had. I walked too far in flip-flops and gave myself a blister.
Oh, man.
Okay.
You've done that every year for the last 30 years.
I have. Did I, though, blister the flip-flop in return?
Oh.
Like, shoes can't like being walked on.
Sure they can.
Unless they're into that.
I think they might be into that, because they create this entire support system for you to experience them.
And they're just happy to be there for me? And in return, I blister their face?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how a shoe would like to be treated. I've never thought about it. They're real fashionistas.
They have calluses. When you buy them from the store, they're already calloused.
Hard-hearted, you might say.
Yeah, exactly. When you start playing guitar, like playing a single chord is really hard because it really hurts your fingers when you're like pressing those metal strings really hard. But then eventually you develop calluses and then it's fine. And then that doesn't bother you and you can just make kick-ass music.
You know what this is? Mike, give me a novel of symbiosis. That's what you're ripping off.
Symbiosis? How about instead of a novel, I do a screenplay?
Okay.
Phantom Thread.
That already happened.
Well, I mean, that's the one I'm basing it off of.
Oh, okay.
So how are you changing it?
shoes, threads...
Visible threads.
Instead of suits, he's a cobbler. No, he already did that in a movie.
You keep wanting to make people cobblers.
Okay, I might need to abandon this.
Dude, no, no. Look, make it fun. Put Daniel Day-Lewis in different situations. How about this? What if he can bake a great peach cobbler, but he really loves shoes?
The accidental cobbler.
Yeah, but make it sound more like the Phantom Thread.
Okay.
You can use the word bread.
Oh, gosh, there's a ghost sign too. If anyone in the audience hears it, just shout it out. I'm not there yet.
But don't shout out boo. That's not what we want, even though ghosts do it.
Damn it. That was such a good answer.
The ghastly bread.
The ghastly bread. The Phantom Thread. Bread. By... Paul Thomas Anderson and the Ghastly Bread by Michael Bogart.
Michael Andrew Bogart.
Andrew Bogart. It works perfect. I love it. Do you want to do it?
I'll do it. The Ghastly Bread.
Yeah. And you'll have to explain the relationship between these feet and these shoes. You know that, right?
Oh, I think it kind of writes itself.
Maybe they get married and it's size 9 months pregnant. It's so stupid. Why would a shoe get pregnant? Maybe the foot gets pregnant. No. Right? I don't know what kind of relationship you're developing here.
I don't think so.
Can the shoe eventually become the foot or vice versa?
If you graft it. We were talking about that right before starting. That Daniel Radcliffe has guns for hands and guns akimbo or something.
Yes. I'll just rip that one off.
But it's kind of weird saying you have shoes for feet because, like, yeah, where else would they be?
Well, horses do.
Oh, yeah. Maybe this will be a horse movie. Mike, that knocks out two things for you.
Good. Made a big purchase yesterday.
TV.
Not a TV.
Bigger or smaller than TV?
Coffee table?
Similar size to both, I guess.
A painting.
Not a painting.
A rug.
Oh, rug adjacent.
Rug adjacent. I already said coffee table. That's the most rug adjacent thing there's ever been.
Did you buy carpeting for a whole room?
You're getting warmer, let me tell you.
Okay. Did you buy wood flooring for a room?
I'm just going to tell you. I didn't buy wood flooring. That sounds fun. I bought a brand new, top of the line, 2020 Hoover Power Scrub Elite Pet Plus.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Yeah, carpet shampooer.
Dude, cool. You bought one?
I bought one.
How much carpet do you have?
Well, I co-bought one with Amanda. Not very much. I co-bought it with Amanda. So
okay. Well, which apartment is it going to be at?
It's currently at Amanda's apartment, and actually, let me tell you, we are mid poo right now.
You're mid poo? Oh, mid shampoo. Oh, okay, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I would not use that phrase, Mike.
I'm sitting in the middle of a chaotic scene, but we're gonna finish tonight. It's been really fun. This thing.
That's good.
It's a hell of a machine.
What does it do? Is this like a shop vac?
No. It's like a rug doctor, but
I guess that's what I meant. But I also don't know what the rug doctor does. I didn't go to a rug doctor medical school.
Here's a quick aside. I think that we need way more population on this planet, because I think that when people do chores for the first time, they often think like, oh, this is kind of fun. I don't see why people don't like this. But it's not until they do dishes for like the 600th time that they don't like it as much.
Yeah, insightful.
But if we had more population, wouldn't there be more people doing less things?
Well, no, we would need a class system, you see.
Okay, great. So we're going to institute a class system, everybody.
We need to beef up that base. No, that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the new vacuum I got.
Okay.
It's like a vacuum, but you put water in it, and then it puts water on the floor. And then it sucks it back up.
Are you sure it's not a mop?
It's like a mop, but for fabric. Yeah, it's exactly like a mop.
How's the carpet looking?
Oh, the carpet looks, smells, feels incredible.
That's awesome.
Incredible.
Is it like a power washer type thing where when you run it across a piece of carpet, it like leaves a line that is notably lighter than the rest of it?
It's the opposite, because it leaves it like wet. Oh. So it's darker. But
wait, it leaves it wet?
Okay, well, I could do that without a machine though, Mike. I can make a line of wet carpet any day.
That's not all it does. There's soap in there too.
A line of wet carpet. That's just peeing on a carpet.
Pretty easy to do. But no, it applies shampoo. It's got some antimicrobial brushes. It sucks the water back up and into a dirty water tank, which you can see.
Oh, so it does suck the water back.
It sucks the water back, but there's still a drying period post use. I mean, it's not perfect. It's not the elite plus.
Perfect, efficient machine.
No, but that does get to the heart of my instead of. This machine has blown my mind. I couldn't be more thrilled with this purchase, and I would just like to know a machine that's blown your mind recently.
Good question. I don't understand what's blowing your mind. Can you explain specifically what's blowing your mind?
The contents of the dirty water tank.
Oh.
Unbelievable, this thing.
How gross it is?
And how satisfying it is to have it not there anymore.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. You know what you're like? You're like a dentist who keeps all the teeth that he extracts.
Okay, I'm not keeping the water.
Yeah, you are. I bet you're going to keep it.
It goes straight down the toilet. Don't put it in the bathtub. It fucks up your bathtub. Toilet's the way to go.
Shoving dirt water into your bathtub's a bad idea.
Do you know this from experience?
That was my first try. But you knew this was my first pass at this chore. This is the first time I've ever done this. It's a wish fulfilled.
Yeah. Well, this is great, man. How often do you have to clean the carpet?
I'm thinking this is going to be quarterly.
Okay.
If nothing else, just for the satisfaction it makes me feel.
Very nice.
It's therapy. It's meditative.
If it's that satisfying, why don't you intentionally dirty the carpet and do it every other week?
Great
Much
question.
Like you.
Wow.
Get my carpet wet.
Yeah. I don't mean like going through the effort of just dumping dirt on your carpet intentionally, mm-hmm. but like
I love when they do that in commercials. That's my favorite part of commercials, when they show you a cleaning product. First, whoever like the white hand is that gets to dirty up the place, best job ever.
Yeah.
So you should go out, like go to a park when it's raining and get your feet super muddy and just don't take your shoes off and just go home and like walk around and like leave your trail behind of all of your muddy footsteps. And then the next day, clean it up.
clean it up. And I'll have to, I do live in a condo building, so I'll also be obligated to clean all the common spaces I fucked up. So even better
for me. You will
be
obligated in that case.
Yeah.
Also, that story, or at least that suggestion, mixes both of our books.
Uh-huh.
It does.
Well, I'm just saying. I don't think you should dirty your carpets very often, but not because I disagree with Josh, but just because it doesn't seem like you, and it sounds like you're trying to really extract the most reflection out of this.
I want less dirt overall. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you want less dirt on the ground. You want to clear your head of some things. I get it. Mm-hmm. I see what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you also want to get your mind blown by more machines.
That's true.
Yes.
That this is pretty satisfying.
This was a machine-based question. So, Josh, what machine for you?
So this hasn't blown my mind yet, but...
A future machine?
A future machine. I saw a $300 toaster that has a touch screen on it that apparently... lets you pick all kinds of shit to do with your toast. I don't know. I saw a single screenshot, but my mind is going all kinds of places. Why would you need a touch screen? It better do more than just toast.
Yes.
This toaster better do more than just toast?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So I can only imagine I should probably drop $300 on this sight unseen is what I'm saying, and I expect that my mind will be blown.
Toaster unseen. Toaster, flat screen, touchscreen, unseen.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell else could be on there? I can only think of a toast button and then like power settings.
Maybe a bagel setting.
Bagel, I thought of that too.
Well, there are like toaster ovens that can do more than just regular toast. So what if this was the kind of thing?
True, but like gravity doesn't afflict them the same.
Anti-gravity toaster.
You know how bad I wanted to just toast slices of pizza? I can't because I don't have a toaster oven.
Okay.
I do have a toaster. But if I had a $300 touchscreen toaster and it somehow solved this problem, pretty cool.
Yeah, because this $300 toaster probably has little fans in it so that if something can't touch the bottom, you can kind of keep it hovering at the right height while still blasting it with the heat from both sides.
Wow, that's crazy. Holy shit, mm-hmm. I have a question.
Yeah.
Can you... This is a serious question.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you... put a toaster on its side and use it?
Yeah, this is a thing that...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've seen people do this.
Okay, so Mike and I are again on the same wavelength.
What?
Right?
I've seen people do that for grilled cheese, yeah.
Is that safe?
Is it safe? That's my question, too. Is it safe, Josh?
Probably. Like, I wouldn't put it on its side, like, on the edge of a bathtub you're using, or... something like that.
Well, yeah,
but if it's
we
in
know
the middle
much.
Of your counter, then it's probably fine.
Holy shit. Hey, Mike.
What?
Did I just blow your mind?
You blew my mind, dude. It's a toaster oven. Your oven is sideways.
So yesterday, I don't know. I don't really love talking about this because I feel like a hypocrite because I socialized with someone yesterday.
Dude, okay, it's fine. All you said was so yesterday and you already got like so anxious about it. You can tell us. This is literally a safe space. We're so far away from each other.
I know. And so Kendra and I went to go hang out with Kristen. And Kristen is she is like as safe as can be. She's like safer than I am, honestly. I feel like she is getting the worst end of this stick.
Oh, no. Are they jamming it up her nose?
we hung out at her place. She has a fire pit in the backyard, so we did that. We grilled some stuff. It was a good time. But Kristen's neighbors had like a 20-person party, nobody wearing masks.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So like, yep. I don't know. I feel like we saw transmission happening before our eyes. But there is an issue that Kristen has had for quite some time now, and she's mentioned it a bunch of times, and that's that people don't respect property lines.
Oh, really?
So she, basically, to like paint a picture, so there's a main road right in front of her house, and then there is a turnoff that is a very, you know, like suburban spot. Like you have no reason to turn onto the street unless you're going to one of the houses on this street.
Like a cul-de-sac?
Kind of. It's not a dead end, but yeah, like it, you know, kind of leads to a weavy place where there are only houses.
Right when you said turn off, the whole mental image, I lost it. I was with you through main road, but like, I just don't know what a turn off is.
It's okay. Oh boy.
come on, describe the house to me more though. I need to know for the story.
Okay, so so she is off of a main road. It's the first house off of that main road because she's like kind of on the corner. Her address is not on her address is this side street though. She has a huge driveway. People turn around in her driveway all the time. That kind of annoys her. But the big issue, especially yesterday, was people just walking through her yard. So she owns like a big plot that's like along the side of that street. It's like, if you know, it doesn't go that deep back from the street, but it's a long strip there. Then there's another
house.
Now
I'm picturing this so clearly. Thank you.
Yeah. Now there's another house that if you turn onto the main street, it's like, you know, the yards touch. So her yard touches this one, but the other one is very clearly on the main street. There's no place to park on the main street. So people park on this side street if they're going to this other house.
Okay.
Okay. Still tracking. And so to go to this party, which, by the way, was a 25-year-old man's birthday party where they had a huge 2-story tall inflatable slide.
Wow.
Okay.
I didn't have one of those for my 25th birthday party, and I was a little jealous.
Yeah, I was going to say, this sounds like something that you actually want.
I know.
Back in 2013, that would have been great.
Yeah, it would have been. but the issue was, everybody's parking, and they're walking right through her yard. She's had this happen a lot of times. She has a detached garage from her house that only has, like, it's only like 5 feet in between her house and her garage. People have walked between those two before when she's like sitting right at the window. So they're walking right there. Her fire pit is like maybe, I don't know, 10 feet from the garage. People walked in between the fire pit and her garage and were just like, hey, what's up? Like just.
Oh, my God.
And then there were people that were like that, you know, granted, people probably don't know where the property lines are. So some people were trying to like give a pretty wide berth, but still walking straight through. And there really isn't a great delineation if you don't specifically know where the lines are. Like she knows it's from this bush to this tree to this shrub or whatever it is are like kind of the points.
It's time to tie a big string around all those points of interest.
So that is the question that I'm asking is, a fence for the amount of yard she has is pretty expensive. It's like thousands and thousands of dollars. She doesn't want to like plant bushes because weed whacking around them would become an issue. But she wants something that will prevent this. So,
okay.
Yeah, a string. The string is going to do it.
I think that if people are being that unabashedly forward about walking between her house and her garage.
You're right. No, you make a good point. When there's one string, people can go under it, they can ignore it, they can go over it. You're totally right. I propose three strings, similar to a wrestling ring. Most people know the wrestling ring is a bounds. Yes, you can go outside of it, but if you're in Kristen's property for 10 seconds, or if a referee, like, you know, completes the 10 count, she can kill you. I think that's just what's up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No. Wait. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. I don't like the killing. I take that back. She can. I need a more
pile drive you.
Yes, that's perfect. She can pile drive you.
Okay.
You're in the ring
for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Maybe we should change the time because, like, it needs to be less time. Someone can go right through her yard in 10 seconds.
Right.
I think my idea sort of meshes very well with this. My idea was going to be like to put some ironic signs up every couple feet.
Every couple feet. Okay.
And that goes very well with a wrestling crowd.
That's true. They do love signs.
You can't antagonize on the sign. If I know a 25-year-old man who has a, what did you say, Josh? A 2-story slide?
2-story tall inflatable slide.
Yeah. That guy, you can't, like, call him out, because then he's definitely going to cut
to
the
yard. No, then he's going to do it. You need to have, like, a clever meme. He's like, ha.
Yeah, or you need to scare him, like, really scare him.
Mm. Okay, how would you do that?
Do you know the neighbor's name?
I do. I don't want to say it.
Can
here.
We say
yeah, don't
it's
say
Derek?
It. No. Well,
yeah. Okay, it's Derek.
It's Derek. Derek is what was on the paperwork at the city clerk's office. That's how we know, because bought a house, got to fucking say who you are. Okay, so we could just talk trash about Derek on the signs.
Mm.
Everybody likes hearing jokes about their friend.
Oh, that's true. It's really his friends that are the issue. There's no reforming Derek.
That's right. And Derek doesn't even need to cut through the yard. He can just go right into his driveway, right? All we need to do is stop the flow.
Yeah, I don't think Derek is the issue. I think it's all of Derek's visitors.
I know, dude. I know, totally. It might not be the issue, but he has to just fall on the sword for this. Because
exactly.
It's going to stop. Like, it's going to fix the problem.
When his friends see it, we need them to be like, yeah, fuck Derek.
Okay. So what's on the signs then?
Fuck Derek is the first one.
No, but that's antagonizing. That one, they'll think like their friend needs help, Mike.
Okay. Yeah, that's too much.
You know what you could do? I have a great idea. Set up. Oh, my God. Well, no. This crosses the line quite figuratively and literally. But you could set up some like pre-signs right until it gets to like where the line is. And you could just be perpetually being meaner and meaner, but in a funny way to Derek. And
yeah.
Then that final Stein will be like, turn this way to go fucking make fun of Derek yourself. And you
exactly.
Just point them in the direction away from the yard.
This is exactly like the Jesus billboards you see all
yes,
over the Midwest.
Yes.
They escalate and escalate until you have to turn off. And then
see, and exactly like Jesus, Josh, Jesus, you know, he didn't deserve what happened to him, right? But the problem resulted in something much better for his followers. That's right. That's what we're doing. We're just deifying right. Derek.
We're creating Christians.
No, we're creating, what's Derek's last name?
Derek Christ.
We're creating, no, we can't. There's already a Christ.
Okay.
Mike, give
okay.
me another one.
Derek,
I don't want to persecute Christ. I want to persecute Derek.
Derek Pfluger. With a P. And an F.
Ew. God, we've given birth to the Pflugers.
Instead of, it's a podcast. It's a podcast. By what? Hypotheticals. 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 Not really. It's about three guys hanging out. Doing their thing. Friends. Jokes. Sandwiches.
I saw my favorite mask of 2020 yesterday.
Wow, what was it?
A genius mask. Motorcycle helmet. Inside.
Oh.
I don't understand. It was the inside of a motorcycle helmet?
No, it was a motorcycle helmet indoors.
Oh, now I got it. Oh, that's like all those video games.
Yeah, it's a flex on a number of levels. Like, I'm either coming from or going to my motorcycle, first of all.
Uh-huh.
Think about that when you see
yep.
me.
True.
I'm indoors. I have full face coverage. I can choose visor up, visor down, however I'm, you know, how social I'm feeling.
One is more safe than the other, though.
Visor down indoors, more safe. And more badass.
Right.
You think?
There's no better mask.
It's like wearing sunglasses inside. You're right.
It's a lot less,
yeah,
but your whole face is sort of...
Right,
you know,
right. I mean visor
stuff.
Down
right.
inside. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah.
I like it.
What do you think? Should we all get motorcycle helmets?
Well, I want a motorcycle then.
No, you don't need the motorcycle. That's the best part. No one will ever know if you only wear the thing inside and then sort of, you know... I guess you have to wear it outside too. It'll get warm.
Well, no, the only you don't have to. I mean, for the mask reason, you probably want to wear it outside.
You
but
do.
As long as you keep it like tucked under your right arm, and the mm-hmm. only other thing you would have to purchase is one of those like neon green jackets with like those. I don't know. They look like compartments, but they're just little airbags for in case you fall off your motorcycle.
Right.
You would need to get that if you
want
to avoid
first.
Buying the actual. Yeah. But dude, you know what had a lot of motorcycles?
What?
80s movies. You know what 80s movie I saw?
What?
Roadhouse?
No, I already saw Roadhouse.
Oh,
Bloodsport.
Okay. Oh.
Have you guys seen Bloodsport?
No.
It's a JCVD, right?
Yes, totally. And if JCVD had walked into that tournament. It's a tournament of fighting. Wearing a motorcycle helmet, that's pretty fucking cool.
Right?
Yeah, although he didn't need it. Do you guys want to hear some facts about Frank Dukes? By the way, by the fucking way,
okay.
If you watch Bloodsport in its entirety and you make it through all the kumite and all the splits, at the end of Bloodsport, they tell you that this was based on a true story. And it's like, what? It's such a shocking reveal. It was like one of the top 10 movie reveals I've ever had. So much so that they say, now that you know this information, here are some fun facts about actual Frank Dukes. Can I just read them to you?
Yes.
Please do.
He fought in 5 years of tournaments, so like five kumites. I don't know how many kumites. That makes for 329 matches where he was undefeated. By the way, basic premise of this movie is you have to just fight the other guy. So he beat the world's like best fighters straight up in this underground martial arts competition for 5 straight fucking years. That's crazy. He has,
God.
The fastest knockout on record is 3.2 seconds. And then if you guys can help me make some sense out of these last two, I've been waiting to ask you this question. Okay, so just hear them both and then, I don't know, give me some like conversion method, okay?
Okay.
Fastest punch with a knockout, 0.12 seconds.
Fastest punch with a knockout.
That's what it said verbatim,
seconds.
Okay?
Okay.
Now the next line was fastest kick with a knockout, 72 miles per hour. I'm not kidding. I actually wanted you to do the conversion.
Okay.
How many miles per second is that? I don't even know how the fuck we'd figure that out. We'd have to know how far
we'd
they were standing.
We'd have to know how far his,
how far his leg
how
was.
How far his fist traveled.
Yeah. Hmm. We could actually, you know what? I'll end with this. If Jean-Claude Van Damme is anything like the actual Frank Dukes, he does so many splits in the movie that we can actually have like a straight line answer for how long his legs are. So should we want to figure this out? Like, we can actually do it.
We could do it from images alone. We can figure this out. We know how tall he is.
He is shockingly geometric in this movie.
Wow. The geometry of JCVD.